Thanks for joining the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. Each episode of the KMC is designed to inform and encourage those who love kids and serve in kids and family ministry. Let's join in today's episode.
And welcome to another edition of the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. My name's Tom Bump and I'm your host. And here we are, believe it or not, already in 2020, and we're thinking vacation Bible school. Because if you're like me as a kids pastor, kids leader, you hit January, and it's all eyes on vacation Bible school. Now you're going, hold it. We just got through Christmas. What are you talking about? But let me tell you, if you're brand new in kids ministry, start thinking vacation Bible school if your church does it, or start thinking summer outreaches. You need to get ahead of this. And my guest today absolutely loves VBS and has a great blog about it and has been working on these ideas of how to make the most out of VBS. So I wanted to get her on our podcast to talk about it. So welcome to the KMC podcast, Jennifer Klein. It's great to have you.
Hey, thanks. It's great to be here, Tom.
Well, hey, Jennifer, tell us a little bit about yourself so the audience can get to know who you are and what you're about.
Yeah, so I am a Kidmin blogger, and I love Vacation Bible School, and so it has just been my privilege to help people make their Vacation Bible School the very best that it can be. So we are all about the best VBS.
Awesome.
I am also a mom of four, four little kids. I have four kids, seven and under. And they just keep me busy, but it is such a blessing to be their mom. God has been so gracious to me to bless me with those kids.
That is awesome. And what people have to know is we literally are probably recording this podcast about a couple miles apart.
We are.
This is probably the closest I've ever had a guest to my actual recording studio. We could have actually taped this in person, but we didn't realize how close we were together. That is awesome. So anyway, I'm super excited about this episode because I know a lot of kids leaders have kind of a love-hate relationship with VBS. I'll admit I had that. I loved the week in it. I loved being in the middle of it all. I loved all the hype and the craziness and we slimed kids in our Bible school and we did all sorts of crazy things. We gave away big prizes and we've done it all. I grew up in the heyday where Bible school was the centerpiece of the year for a lot of churches. But then I became a kids pastor and it was like, wow, this is a lot of work. This is a lot of planning. And for those of you that are kind of maybe wired like me that you don't always love the planning and the planning and the planning that has to go into Bible school because it can really drain you. You can have that hate relationship with it too. But I want to know, Jennifer, why do you love VBS so much? And what's your why for doing VBS?
So I think that Vacation Bible School is just such an awesome vehicle for the gospel. And that is my why. Like there is no other why would I do VBS? It all comes through this filter of this is an awesome way for us to share the gospel. And you know, it is so cool to be able to share the hope of Jesus and how he came to be our rescuer and to give us a right relationship with God. When you get the opportunity to share that with a kid and their eyes light up like, no way, Jesus loves me that much. There's just not much better than that. It is awesome. But when you think about Vacation Bible School, you think about, well, we're sharing the gospel with the kids. And yes, that is probably the primary driving force. But you've got this opportunity. Your whole community comes together to do Vacation Bible School because you probably go to your local hardware store and say, hey, I've got this kind of crazy harebrained idea and I need these different pieces and parts. Can you help me figure out how to pull those together? And right there, you've got the opportunity to love that person well as they're helping you, to be kind, to be gracious, to share, hey, this is for a Vacation Bible School. We're so excited. And so you've got this community now. Maybe you're going to the local school and saying, hey, can I use a bus? Can we pay a bus driver and use one of your buses to go around and pick up kids for Vacation Bible School? You have just pulled your local school corporation to be part, an integral part of your Vacation Bible School. And then that doesn't even start to touch on the aspects of the families and the volunteers. And all of those are places for you to impact those people with the gospel.
Wow. Oh, this is going to be good, guys. Buckle up. She's pulled the string, man. And I'm like, all right, now she's talking. Cause again, you hit my why. If I couldn't share the gospel and share Jesus, and I've always told leaders, look, all the blood, sweat, and tears, every hour that we spend in prep is all worth it if one comes to Christ. But I said, here's the other part. I used to stop there. And then I was like, you know what? We won't even know the other ripples into eternity, because some of these kids, one of these kids could go on to be the next Billy Graham, or to go over and win a whole continent to Christ, because they've been called to missions because of what they've experienced, at Vacation Bible School. So, you know, it's worth it, doing what we do, and all of the work that goes into it. But I love how you've gone even bigger, that gospel, you know, I don't think even people have thought about the idea that it could ripple out into the community like that and going even asking for a bus. So we're going to get more into that in just a minute, because there's more that I want to talk to. So if the gospel's your filter and that's what focuses you on your why that you do it, what are some things that you do to communicate? Because obviously one of the driving forces behind Vacation Bible School is getting volunteers. And that can be a real, again, part of the hate relationship with Bible school. So, but with such a powerful why, obviously you're communicating that, but what are some of the ways that you communicate and you start building that excitement for that so that people buy into that?
I think that a lot of that comes with how you treat people. Are you treating people like they are people made in the image of Christ, made in the image of God, and, valuable assets to help share the gospel? And are you showing them that they have this awesome opportunity to be used by God to share the gospel with the gospel hope with the kids that come to VBS and the families as well? I really think that when you are treating your volunteers and loving the people that you serve with in the right way and caring for them, and that starts way, way, way a long time before you even start teaching them and encouraging them with how you would share the gospel or how you would share the hope of Jesus with a kid. That starts way back when you ask them to serve with VBS. Mm-hmm. But when you are doing that with excellence and with love and with kindness, I think that helps volunteers get in the right mindset and the right you're building the right framework to encourage volunteers to view everything through the hope of the gospel. If your filter is not the hope of the gospel, if your filter is something different, your volunteers are going to know that, because it's going to come through with every little decision that you make. Every little decision. They're going to see what is driving you and what you do. And so I think that one of the best ways to communicate with your volunteers that the gospel is driving us is to make sure that the gospel is driving you. Mm. And then start with how you start interacting with your volunteers. And that's how you begin to communicate and put that filter into place when you're looking at Vacation Bible School.
That'll preach all day. You go. Yeah, man, let it start with you first and then into the volunteers. That's good. That's good stuff. So let me dig into this idea then. So in your mind, since we're talking about making the most of Bible school and how to make it a great, because again, I think people sometimes they get into, we've always done it, something we've always done. And it's sad that we, you know, because I see this all the time in different Facebook groups. I've heard different leaders talk about it. I had to battle through it myself for a time in my life where it was just something I did. And I kind of lost that passion. And so I think I was doing okay Bible schools, but I wasn't really, really making them great for the kids. So in your mind, what starts to make up a great Bible school program?
Well, when your focus is the hope of the gospel and how this VBS can be a great vehicle for that, I think that's where we start. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, if you're part of any Vacation Bible School Facebook groups, what you're going to be seeing are the huge, elaborate sets. Unbelievably elaborate.
Yes.
And I think it's so easy to get caught in the trap of the decorations, the theme, the curriculum, all of the moving parts of VBS. That's what makes a great VBS. Mm-hmm. If you can make it look great, and you know, I love things that look great. I love pretty things, but if you can make it look great, you have got a great VBS. In my mind, what makes a great VBS is a team of people who are committed to loving kids and sharing the hope of Jesus with them. And whether you've got, you know, some construction paper palm leaves taped up on the front of your sanctuary, or you have gone all out and you've got textured foam pieces set, you know, in huts and real palm trees, and you know, whatever your theme is, it doesn't matter. If you have a great group, if you have a great team of people working towards the common goal of letting these kids, your community, your families, know how much Jesus loves them.
Yes. Yes. I'm glad you said that, because I think a lot of leaders get stuck on that part. You're right. We get so focused on the peripheral. We've got to have the best sets. And I've seen churches spend thousands and thousands of dollars on decorations and props and little giveaways. And ultimately, that's not the most important thing. And I do think that we need to, and I this is kind of becoming more of a passion for me, is to call the church back to some of the basics. Because I do think we've lost our focus on what's really important. And like you said, it doesn't matter if it's a construction paper palm tree or something that's full-blown foam cut, you know, gigantic three-dimensional thing. What matters is the gospel. And what matters is Jesus being presented very clearly to the children so that they can understand and make a choice to follow him. I love it. I think that's something that we need to get back to the basics of, because I do think that will help. We'll start to see, because that's the one thing that I think discourages some leaders, is that they don't see that harvest coming and they don't see lives change. And then they do lose that passion, because I know I lost my focus. I think I got caught up in all that too, of I got to have the best looking theme. I've got to do that because I was in competition with the local church down the street that was bigger than I was. So that leads me to the next question too, is the idea of what are some of the common mistakes people make when it comes to prepping and planning Vacation Bible Schools?
So I think that you hit it right there on the head when we're competing, when we're losing our focus and our why and what we're doing and why we're doing it. So I think that's definitely one of the biggest mistakes that you can make, but I think there's lots of other mistakes that you can make along the way. And I think that one of the most detrimental ones is when you start to look at VBS as your program. This is my VBS. And really, this is a Vacation Bible School that God has entrusted to you to lead and to direct, but it's not necessarily your VBS, because you, it doesn't rise and fall on you and what you do and how you do it. God is sovereign, and he is gonna do what he's gonna do through you or without you if you choose to get in the way.
Yeah.
So I think when we look at VBS as ours, that's another big mistake. But then I think when we don't focus on loving our volunteers well and caring for them well, I think that right there is where you start to see the wheels falling off of Vacation Bible Schools. And again, like I said just a couple minutes ago, that happens when you start with the ask for Vacation Bible School. Mm-hmm. You know, are you asking in the, I hate to ask this of you, I really, yeah, really just need somebody to do some crowd control for me.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's how you're asking, I mean, you see the difference between, hey, so we've got this awesome thing and we're so excited to see what God is going to do through it. And I would love for you to be a part of it. Would you come join our team of VBS leaders? Would you come join us as we are so excited to share the hope of Jesus with these kids? But not only maybe with the kids, but we also get the opportunity to share it with their families and maybe even our community. There's such a difference.
Yes.
When you think about how you ask for, mm-hmm, for volunteers. And then once you've done the ask, you can't just stop there, because volunteers are going to serve and love best when they're equipped.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're throwing the schedule in their mailbox in between church and Sunday school and the day before VBS starts, and hoping that they are going to get on board and be ready.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm preaching to the choir here because I've done that.
I think we all have at one time in our ministry.
So when you are caring for your volunteers and equipping them well, I think that that really helps drive your Vacation Bible School.
Mm.
And helps you communicate early and communicate often, and it really helps you avoid some huge issues in your Vacation Bible School.
Yeah. I'm going to mix it up just for a second here and say, so what could a church do? You know, we've talked about mistakes. What could they do to maximize what they have? I mean, what can they do to really get that going in the right direction? Because obviously you got to start right. And I think you did it. You just said it, that you got to start with how you ask. When it comes to recruiting a volunteer team, you got to start recruiting the right way. What are some other things that leaders need to do in your mind to get that Vacation Bible School train moving in the right direction?
I think they need to share what they expect of their volunteers. I think that you can't just be like, hey, can you help with VBS? It's going to be so awesome. We're going to have so much fun. And then like radio silence. Yeah. That a volunteer is not going to be ready and willing and excited to help when they don't know what they're supposed to be doing. And that's as simple as communicating what time you need them to be there and what you need them to be wearing. Do you have a t-shirt, a team t-shirt, and do they have to wear it every day, or is it just for when they feel like it? And do they need to do anything to prepare beforehand? You know, when you're asking, are you expecting if you have a teaching model of VBS where you've got like grade level teachers or as an opposed to a rotation model VBS, if you have a classroom model VBS, are you communicating with your teachers that you're expecting, when you ask them, that you are expecting them to decorate in their room or not? Do they know that? Or are you springing that on them 2 weeks before VBS? So you know you need to decorate your room, right? And that's not going to go over well. That's not, mm-hmm, going to encourage volunteers to be a unified body working towards the same purpose of sharing the hope of Christ.
For sure. And you might get them 1 year, but you're not going to get them a second.
That's so true.
Treat somebody like that. And yeah, they're done, and they're not going to be your biggest fan for recruiting the next year. And yeah, I've seen that. And believe it or not, I've seen that happen where I have seen people show up and they're like, what am I here to do for? I signed up for something, but I'm not even sure what I signed up to do. Uh-oh.
If all of those pieces are in place before the first day of VBS and you are not running around trying to get all of your volunteers and trained and in their right places, think how much smoother your VBS could even start.
Yes.
When all of that is done beforehand. And so, yeah, it's nice to have a smooth VBS, but really what you're doing is you're loving your volunteers well. Yeah. You're meeting their needs, and you're helping them serve. You're equipping them to serve.
Got it. So what tips would you give to a new director or a leader that's just starting out? I know you wrote a blog post about this idea. What are some things that you would do? What advice would you give as a veteran leader to a younger leader?
So when you say that, the first thing that comes to mind is that if you are mic'd and if you have a microphone on stage, make sure that you turn it off before you go to the bathroom. That is my best first year leader tip. Because yes. I have, you know, gone to the restroom with my microphone mic'd and let anybody who is in the sanctuary here, not once, but twice. Yeah. You know, that announcement of, wow, I really had to pee is just prime in that moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that, you know, that's just my fun. That's what you should do. Make sure you turn your microphone off.
Yeah. Believe it or not, I shouldn't say this, but I will, because I'm sure he doesn't listen to my podcast, but I had a senior pastor who was helping me and he was supposed to be on stage first. And yeah, he did that exact same thing. And the sound guy didn't have his mic muted. So you heard a conversation happening in the bathroom. And when he walked in, everybody roared. It was not the expectation he had walking into the room.
No.
But everybody was dying laughing.
Oh, and it's mortifying.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You shake that off and you move on with life, but...
Yes. Okay. So, we got the funniest tip out of the way.
Right.
What other advice would you give a new director?
I think that you need to start planning early. Don't think that you've got plenty of time because, like you said, the planning, it is consuming and there's a lot of it. And I think that the next thing that you should do is start planning backwards.
Mm. Okay.
So start with your date, your end goal. You've got this end goal in mind. What is VBS? When is it going to be? What is it going to look like? What is our purpose? Why are we doing VBS? Put those end things in place first. So then you have this goal to work towards. What else would I tell a new leader? Love your volunteers well. Serve them. Feed them. They like food.
Yes.
I have just this awesome story. One of the first years I was a VBS director, I was working with another lady, and actually it probably was the first year as a VBS director. We started our evening late because it's the first day of VBS, and you know that's going to happen. Just acknowledge that you're going to start late.
Yep.
Started late. We were off of our schedule by like 15 minutes. And I was running around like a crazy woman thinking, what are we going to do? How are we going to fix this? This isn't going to work. I don't even know how to fix. How do you make up 15 minutes? And she took me by the shoulder and she looked at me and she said, Jen, breathe.
Mm.
And that was such a shot to me. And I think about it every year that I do VBS.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I start to feel that tension, the stress, the freak out mode coming,
yeah,
I am like, Jess would tell you to just breathe.
That's good.
Just
That's
breathe. Good. And so put that in your back pocket or recruit somebody to be your Jess who just comes to you and says, hey, you need to just breathe. It's time to chill.
Yeah.
You know, this is not the end of the world.
Yeah.
And it needs to happen before VBS and it needs to happen during VBS.
Yep. Yep. You know, that is very, very true. I think, you know, one of the things that I was thinking about when I was sitting here is one of the best pieces of advice that I got was as a new leader was to say, hey, be yourself. You don't have to be so-and-so who did this for 20 years. You be you. You know, they had 20 years to put their stamp on it. You don't have to do it exactly the way they did it. You be you. Mm-hmm. And that was such a freeing concept to me as a young leader starting out doing it because I was following somebody who had been doing the ministry for a long time. And I was terrified I was going to mess their program up.
Right.
And yeah, I didn't have anybody telling me just to breathe. And I wished I had because that would have saved me a lot of sleepless nights because I was afraid I was going to break something. I mean, they just handed me this Ming vase and vase and I was just shaking in my hand. You know, I had this dream that that's what I was doing is, you know, Bible school was in this precious, priceless thing. And I just dropped it and it shatters. You know, and I had that reoccurring nightmare that I was going to break Bible school, because I had some out of the box ideas I wanted to try, but I was terrified to try them. And you know, I've said this in the coaching model. And when I take people through the coaching program, I do that. You got to give yourself permission to build your own ministry or you're just building somebody else's model. And that's not what God's asking us to do. And so don't you think for Bible school leaders, it's that same thing that you don't have to, you know, compare yourself to the church down the street. You don't have to be them. You be you, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you do what works for you and your people. Now, I do have to put in one caution and one caveat to all of that. So when you are the first year in a director position, when you're the first year in a new church, however you're finding, whenever you're in your first, it is wise to get the lay of the land first, to understand this is what we do. So people are always going to be happy to tell you, this is what we do. This is what we do. This is how we do it. This is what we do. And this is how we do it.
Right.
And this is how we've always done it. Get the lay of the land. But then dig into the why behind it.
There you go.
So why do you do it like this? And why do you do it like this? And take that first year to really learn the whys behind the this is what we do. Before you start coming in with this precious vase of VBS. I like that. And I think that it would be wise to caution a new VBS director that if you are holding this precious vase of VBS, that you don't start swinging it around at the people that you're serving with, because those people have served in VBS probably, you know, more years than you have at this church because it's your first.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to love them well, you're going to learn what they're doing, but then you're going to dig into the why. And once you're equipped with the whys, the next year, then you can start to make a few changes. Not huge, because again, we are loving our people well. So you're right. You definitely do want to build, yes, you know, build what God is giving you to build, but do it in a gentle and loving way, not in a vase swinging.
Yes. I love it.
I'm here and look at what we're going to do kind of way.
That's beautiful. And that's a great way to say it. And that's good. That's good. All right. So we've planned, we've loved our volunteers. We've recruited a good team. One of the important things that VBS still needs to do is connecting with parents and connecting church and home, and how does that happen with Vacation Bible School? What's some things that you would do or suggest to really start reaching out to the parents as well, so that what you've invested in a week's time for a longer length? I mean, because sometimes you'll have kids. I mean, if you're doing a week's worth of Bible school, you that's a lot of time you get with children to share Jesus with them, to disciple those that already are in faith. So how do you help and equip parents to keep that momentum going?
Right, right, definitely. So I told you earlier that I'm a mom of four little kids. And so a lot of times, you know, it's like herding cats to get them all out to the van after Vacation Bible School. They all have their brown paper bags. You guys know, right? The brown paper bag.
Oh, yeah.
And stuffed in their brown paper bags are all of their favorite and the best things that happened at VBS. But there's four of them. And then four times five is 20. So that's 20 brown paper bags coming home every week of VBS. And I have to be honest with you. I am the VBS director, and I don't open the brown paper bags. They sit in my van as floor mats for weeks until I send somebody outside to clean them out. And then they dig through them and they're like, oh, look at this awesome thing we did at VBS, Mom. And you start singing the theme song again.
Yeah.
But I think that we really need to recognize that how you connect with parents depends on the parents and the kind of people you are targeting for VBS. So what I have found for some of the people who attend our Vacation Bible School is that email is a really, really great way to contact them. And if I connect, if I can get into a space that they're already in, I'm not in the brown paper bag. I just am not. But I am in my inbox every day. I'm checking my email, seeing what's going on. So if I send a simple, short email, hey, loved having your kids. This is what we did today. Here's a question you could ask them.
There you go.
You're talking to them. You're equipping them with a question. And, oh, and by the way, make sure your kids wear flip-flops tomorrow because we're going to be playing with water. And you're encouraging them to come tomorrow to continue to pursue Vacation Bible School. I have played around with email a little bit the last couple of years and have really enjoyed the opportunity that it's given me with our parents.
That's excellent.
Now, you could be in a place where parents are not at all in their inbox. They're not at all in their inbox. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're in more of an inner city where parents are, they're just not as present for their kids as maybe they are in small town America. And you know, you're going to have to get a little bit more creative because email might not work for them, but what could you offer at your Vacation Bible School to draw them in? What if you feed them a meal one day and do a program with your kids? Or what can you do that would draw parents in? What can you provide for them? So I think you really have to recognize that you need to really evaluate who your kids are, who your families are, and figure out what is the best way to connect with them and to get into their space and where they're at. Because like I said, I'm not in the brown paper bags, just am not, but I am in my inbox. So that works for me and that works for some of the parents at our church. So what is going to work? What is going to meet the needs of the parents that you're connecting with?
That's really good. Yeah, that's really good. See, I contemplated one of the things that we thought about doing one year was sending out a text message. To parents with that same idea that you would email. So that might be a way to work it, is if you're living in an area where everybody's on their phones all the time, you know, and you can schedule text messaging, then schedule out a message after Bible school ends that, hey, yeah, here's a couple questions from today. Talk about this when you're, you know, when you're tucking your kids into bed tonight. And yeah, I like the suggestion. Hey, we're doing this tomorrow. Cause yeah, how many parents are going to look at that and go, oh yeah, my kid was real prepared for that. Not. and if I had only known, well, yeah, it was in those papers. Yeah, no. And you're right. It becomes minivan floor liner. No doubt about it. So I like that. I think that's great because you are giving an opportunity and you're thinking about some of those things. And I do think that's one of those things that makes a great VBS. I really do, where we're really truly connecting church and home and helping parents win spiritually with their kids. And I like that interaction idea of maybe even doing something where you bring them all together. That's very cool. Anytime you can get parents and kids doing something in the same room, you're winning.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Can we take just a moment and pause and talk about something else?
Sure.
I think that one of the things that makes a great VBS is when you are intentional about how you follow up with the people at your vacation Bible school.
Good. Yes.
And so one of the things that you can do when you're thinking about loving your volunteers well, this goes way back to loving your volunteers well, is train your volunteers to engage the families that are coming into your building or into the park that you're hosting your VBS at or wherever. Because how easy is it for a volunteer to say, okay, let me match your security number matched, and there you go. They're out.
I see you. Mm-hmm.
If you can train your volunteers to take just a minute and say, hey, I heard that you guys are going to the water park tomorrow. I hope you have such a great time. Or because you know your kids are going to be talking about that. Or after vacation Bible school, you're going to a water park. Or if you can open up the lines of communication with the families that are coming into your building and you can learn more about them, that sets your church up to maybe be able to meet the needs that they have. So if your volunteer is talking and they find out that, yeah, with a family that's come in, yeah, we really want to get this deck project done. We just really want to get a deck on the back of our house. But we just are having a hard time finding a contractor to do it. And you're like, hey, our church has a contractor. And that would be another connection point between our church and this family. Vacation Bible school, yeah. Deck building, completely unrelated. But when you are communicating with the people in your building, when you are engaging them, you can learn what kind of needs you can meet. So take that the next step. That family gets a deck built. It's a great experience because you recommended this awesome contractor in your church. Win-win, they get a job, they get a deck built. They've got another touch point with your church. Fast forward to, you know, a year and a half later, and something happens in the family, and they are just hurting. Where are they going to go?
Mm-hmm.
They are going to go to this church that engaged them and met their needs.
Yep, absolutely.
I have seen that happen time and again.
Yep.
And if you are taking the opportunities that are given at VBS to engage the people, that helps you put so many awesome follow-up possibilities in place that, you know, it just takes your vacation Bible school to the next level.
Yes. Wow. That is a great way to wrap it up. I think that's just beautiful. So I'm not going to say any more except for the fact that I know people are going to want to get in touch with you. They may have some questions of how you do Bible school, some things that you can do. So how can people connect up with you on social media? Where's your platform at?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am at thebestvbs.com, thebestvbs.com. And so you can find me there. You can get connected with all my social media stuff there. I have a Facebook group, which is a closed group. So it's not like you have to request a join.
Mm-hmm.
And you can come join the conversation of VBS directors. The ideas that flow in there are just unbelievable. Like I just am blown away. So you can find that. Something else that is offered on the Best VBS website is the planning challenge. And if you are one of those people that hates planning for Vacation Bible School, this is for you.
All right.
It is a 5-day email blast that comes to your inbox. You get one email a day, and it takes you about 15 minutes a day, except for maybe 2 days where you're going to have to put a little bit more time into it. But you can walk away from this 5-day experience with your VBS to-do list all planned out. Like, you know what you need to do. And you can put those pieces into place so that you are ready to make Vacation Bible School the best that it can be. So if you go to thebestvbs.com, there's a banner on the right as you get there that says, take the stress, want to reduce your VBS stress. That's what you're looking for. That's where you want to be.
Excellent. I'm going to put a link in our show notes to that so people can go directly to that as well as the website. We'll put that all in the show notes. That you can do it. And you have a project that you've been working on, teaming up with a group of people. It's a brand new online conference. I'm really excited about it. Tell us just a little bit about, you know, this amazing thing. I mean, this is an opportunity that if you can't get to a CPC or D6 or Orange or whatever, here's an online opportunity for you to learn and sharpen your skills as a Bible teacher. And if you have team members on your team that are Bible teaching focused, this would be a great online conference for them to come to. So tell us a little bit about it.
Absolutely. So I have teamed up with Anne-Marie Gosnell from Future Flying Saucers to create Bible Creative Online Conference. And we are so excited to bring you the second one. Actually, this will be our second conference. We did a Facebook conference in September, but in February 26th, 27th, and 28th, so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we are excited to bring you 3 days of incredible speakers. There'll be keynote speakers. There'll be breakout sessions. You'll have the opportunity to walk through our virtual exhibit hall. I know that even sounds kind of crazy, but it's almost as if you're walking through an exhibit hall at a conference where you can stop and look at a booth and say, wow, this is some cool resources. I could see how this would really benefit me and get some more resources there through that. So we are just really excited about the opportunities that this is going to provide for kidmen people who just, you're right, like you said, can't make it to the big conference. The breakout sessions that I have seen, the topics that I have seen are just awesome. Like, I just saw one that was talking about how to make Jesus ridiculously big in your ministry. And that just speaks to me. Then I saw another one that talks about how does networking benefit you as a Bible teacher? How can networking take you to the next level? And how creative and out of the box is that?
Yeah.
And how often do we even think like that?
Right.
And yet this guy, Jared, who's going to share that session, thinks like that and wants to share his wisdom with you. And so this is just going to be such an awesome opportunity for you to get equipped, to train and to love your volunteers well and to love your kids well. And it's going to be good for parents because they're teaching kids Bible.
Yes.
It's going to be good for volunteers because they are teaching kids the Bible. It's going to be good for leaders because they're teaching volunteers to teach kids the Bible.
Yep. Excellent. Excellent. So y'all can be watching in the Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group as well. We'll make sure that when registration opens that you'll find links there to get registered for this conference. You don't want to miss it for sure. So,
and you're speaking too, right, Tom?
She got me. She got me. Yes, I will be there. I am committing right here on air. I will be there and doing something. On Soul Care for the Leader. Yes, we're gonna do something for Soul Care for Bible Teachers. So to help you keep your cup filled up, to stay deeply rooted those are definitely things that are passionate for me. So, yep, you got me, Jennifer. I will be there. That was smooth. That was good. That was good. Hey, thank you so much for taking time. You know, guys, this has been a great conversation. We had a lot of conversation off air before we even started. I'm always joking that we're, you know, one of these days I'm going to start just recording and we'll post these videos because it's such fun conversations that I have off air, but we've had a good conversation on air. Thanks for making time to be on the Kid Mystery Collective podcast with me. We are definitely going to have you back because we're going to have her come back because she loves to design and create. When she said she loves pretty things, she's not joking. She makes a lot of pretty things and designs a lot of cool looking things. So we're going to have you back. Definitely be talking about how kid ministry leaders can do stuff like that too. So
that would be awesome.
All right.
Hey, Tom, would it be okay if we prayed for these people doing their VBS?
That would be awesome. Let's do that.
All right. Thank you. Gracious God, I thank you so much for people who you have placed in the role of Vacation Bible School Director. And God, I just thank you for how you are sovereign and you have put them in that role. And I just ask that you encourage them and help them to know that and to recognize that. And God, we ask that you cause these VBS directors to remember that when you place them in the role, you equip them as well. Yeah. And God, we just pray that we can be a vehicle to spread the hope that is found in Jesus to the kids who come to the Vacation Bible Schools, to the parents who are connected with those kids, to grandparents, and also to our community as we are working together to put on this big, fun, crazy program that we call Vacation Bible School. God, we just thank you so much for the hope that you have given us through your son, Jesus Christ. It's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, hey guys, thanks again for listening to another edition of the Kid Ministry Collective podcast. I hope that you'll join me again. Stay tuned for some more great episodes as we kick off 2020. We've got a lot of great stuff planned to unveil and to share with you. So God bless. Thanks again for listening and join me again for another edition of the KMC.
You've been listening to the Kids Ministry Collective podcast. We hope you've been informed, encouraged, and entertained for these few moments. If you'd like to connect with us, we encourage you to join the Kids Ministry Collective Facebook group or contact me on Twitter at PTBum. We'd also love for you to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. It'd also mean a lot if you'd leave a review for us so that we can help others learn about this podcast. Our goal of the KMC comes from Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. We hope you'll join us again real soon for another KMC podcast.